This is Radio 1940 with the Battle of Britain news for today, the 8th of September 1940. The weather today was fair during the early morning and evening, but cloudy for the remainder of the day. The day was fairly quiet, but this proved to be merely a lull before the storm of the night's raids over London. Two attacks were made against the southeast of England by day. The first, a sustained attack by some 100 aircraft started just past 1100 hours, lasted for over 2 hours and concentrated mainly on the Kentish coastal districts and central London. The second attack was on a smaller scale, commencing at 1930 hours and was directed to the London area. Only 30 aircraft were involved, but it appeared to be the prelude to the night operations later. Enemy raids, originating from Cherbourg, continued to penetrate the London area from dusk onwards in a steady stream. There were always around 5 raids flying over the London area simultaneously throughout the night, and enemy activity continued later than usual up to 0500 hours. Later raids appeared to concentrate on East London and the Inner Thames estuary and then flew eastwards on their homeward course. Manston, Hawkinge and Biggin Hill aerodromes are all currently unserviceable. 65 patrols involving 215 sorties operated against 230 enemy aircraft by day, and 18 patrols involving 23 sorties were involved against 170 enemy aircraft by night. During engagements with the enemy, our fighters destroyed 4 enemy aircraft, plus 3 probable, and anti-aircraft accounted for 3 more. Our casualties amounted to 4 aircraft, of which 2 pilots are killed or missing. Reports from last night's bombing of London now confirm that 292 civilians were killed, and a further 1,285 were injured.